Some of you folks that really believe you're living right are guilty of the sin that I'm going to preach about tonight. The sin I'm going to preach about tonight has done more damage in churches than liquor stores in the community. And that is the sin of backbiting, gossiping, and talebearing. Take your Bible and turn to Proverbs chapter 18 this evening. And I meant what I said. They could build a bar on all four sides of this church tonight, and it couldn't hurt this church as much as what I'm going to talk about. Couldn't hurt it. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 18. And I want you to look at Proverbs 18 tonight, and we'll start there this evening, and I'm going to look at verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18. I'm going to go to another verse in Proverbs. That's my friend verse. I'm going to go to another verse in Proverbs, and that would be verse 8. Proverbs 18:8. Proverbs 18:8. It said, "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." The words of a talebearer. What's a talebearer? It's somebody that hears a gossip, a tale, and then calls everybody they know or somebody and tells them. Now, I would like to preach this tonight, and I hope that you'll listen. Leviticus, even back in the Old Testament, God told the children of Israel in Leviticus 19:16, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer." Bible said in the book of Acts there were some people who spent their time in nothing else but either to hear or to tell some new thing. He said there were some people in the church that all they did is sit around and want to hear something about somebody or tell something about somebody. You ever met anybody like that? Just a gossip, a busybody. Now, it's slander, it's gossip, it's fault-finding, it's tale-bearing. The words of a tale-bearer. Just like every other sin, you slowly backslide into it. The Bible said the tongue is a fire. It's full of deadly poison. You think of the businesses that are cause trouble because somebody don't like the boss, or somebody got a raise, or somebody, and they said, "Well, I just think this," and then they said, "Well, I just think that too," and then they got it started around. That my classic illustration is one I've gave you many, many times over the years. It's Bob. This is a fictional character, Bob. Just made up that name. And Bob, it's getting Christmas time, and Bob is having to work overtime to try to buy all his kids something for Christmas. And he's about 2 hours late coming home from work at the cotton mill, and he's coming home, and boy, he's worked about 12 hours that day, and he's wore out. And he's coming up like this right here, and he's walking up the street like that, going home about 2 hours later than normal. Well, it just so happens that old Sister Suspicion is sitting on the front porch. And she's sitting out there just like she's in front of Cracker Barrel. And she's rocking out there like this, like that. And she's been reading them magazines all day long. And there's a stack of them right here. True Secret. You know, it ain't true, and it sure ain't secret. And she's been Modern Romance and Real Love, More Love, Less Love, Awful Love, Terrible Love. And she's been in there watching them soap operas all day long. And her old mind starts to working. And she said, "Bob is coming home. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if he wasn't doing what I seen today on as the stomach turns right in there on my new flat screen TV. Bob is running around on his wife, sure as a world." And she goes in there and gets a burden and calls up Sister Exaggerator. And she said, "Sister Exaggerator, this is Sister Suspicion. She's suspicious of everybody." Have you ever met anybody like that? They always assume the worst.
You ever met anybody that's always assuming? It don't matter. You see somebody coming home late, they ain't been working overtime. They're out drunk or cheating or doing something. I mean, just always look at the bad, negative, most awful way you can look at somebody. And she said, now listen, I don't mean to be gossiping. That's what they always say. Listen, if the truth is known, when a person says, I don't mean to be gossiping, you ought to hang up right then, really. Ain't that right? I don't mean to be gossiping, but gossip. And there ain't one bit of foundation of truth in what they're saying. Now, some of you think this is funny until it happens to you one of these days, and then people start saying stuff about you, and you'll say, boy, these people ought not to gossip. You don't like it when it's about you, do you? Well, you just remember it just as bad when you do it about them. And you know what? She said, I I'm not saying anything's going on. God forbid. But I just want you to help me pray. I got a burden for Bob. And by the time Sister Exaggerator gets through with it, she's done called Sister Blabbermouth and Sister Flapperjaws and Sister all that. And buddy, I'm telling you, by Sunday, every woman in the church is convinced that Bob is having an affair. Sunday morning comes, and the pastor gets up and says, Brother Bob, and the quartet come up here, and every woman in the church has dropped her head like that. That's hypocrite. How could he get up there? And he ain't even done nothing. I can't believe he'd stand up there. It looks like the pastor would have more discernment than to call on such a fake hypocrite as Bob. And there's no spirit. You want me to tell you why the spirit ain't moving in a lot of churches? It ain't because of the beer joint down yonder. Amen. It's because people in here have yapped and yapped and yapped so much about each other that ain't nobody got no confidence in each other no more. I'm going to tell you, I've heard people say, boy, I just love to go down there to that little church. I can get such a blessing every time. You know why? You ain't holding your ears to all the trash about everybody down there. And you think, hey, listen, some of you ladies, you ought to hang up a big old sign over your ear that says, no dumping. This ain't a trash dump. This is us. That's right, brother. I'm telling you tonight, this sin is killing our churches. Amen. Slander. Gossip. I want to say, first of all tonight, I want to talk about the nature of this sin. The nature of this sin. The Bible talks about it in plain language. It said the tongue is a fire. You know what you can do this day? You can set a little fire right here tonight with a match and do some major damage to this building. It ain't going to burn down because it's made out of steel. But you can ruin it with one little match. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And ladies and gentlemen, the tongue is the same way. You ladies in here tonight, you men in here tonight, you can ruin a person's reputation and their testimony by your tongue. I want to say something to you tonight, and since I'm just getting started here this evening, and I want to, sort of use this as an illustration and confess something to you at the same time. Something happened years ago, and I feel bad about this. I'm telling you, we got caught, me and some of our young people. We were on a trip to West Virginia. And this has been over 10 years ago, and we were in several different cars. Brother Ray Blankenship had let me borrow these little walkie-talkies. And I had one in my car, and we had about four cars, and that's how we kept. We're going to turn right up here to see, you know, everybody didn't have cell phones then and GPS and stuff. And we say, we're going to get off up here at this next road, turn right. And we stayed talking, and it's cutting up with them little walkie-talkies. Well, there was a young lady went with us on that trip. She's gone now, and I'm in another state. And I think my girl's with me. I know Corey was, and Chris, I'm not sure. I believe y'all was. But anyway, we was going up there, and it was late at night, and this girl, young lady, that was coming to our church at that time, said she'd like to sing a song. And she got one of those microphones, or one of them little things, and started to sing. I'm telling you, that was the worst singing I've ever heard in my life. I'm telling you, you know what I'm talking about. She's a good friend, y'all. And oh my goodness, I never heard. Listen, buddy, I've been beside people can't sing, but that had to be. I mean, have you ever stood right beside somebody? You know, you're a good singer when you can stand right beside somebody that can't sing at all, and you sort of try to stay on. It was awful. It was awful. And she was on there. It was like Amazing Grace, how sweet. And a little bit like, and me, blabbermouth. I said, that was the worst singing I have ever heard in my life. And one of the, and then the other one come in, and everybody got real quiet, and one of them said, Brother Danny. I said, what? He said, she's got the thing on here and she's listening. And buddy, I'm telling you, I felt like a dog. I felt like a dog. Now, what I was saying was true. It was horrible. But that hurt that girl. That hurt her bad. And I apologized. I called her name and I said, sister, I'm sorry. I said, I ain't no great singer either. I tried my best to smooth it over. You know, but the truth was, that was wrong. That was wrong. And just a little thing like that, and she accepted it real good. She didn't get mad or anything. But I'm telling you what, if that had been some of you people in here, if that had been some of y'all sitting right here tonight, and you'd heard somebody else saying, boy, old so-and-so can't sing in the choir, you would not only quit the choir, you'd quit the church. You'd probably quit God. But listen, it hurts people. It hurts people. The nature of that sin is really, really bad. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit tonight. In fact, that little boy said one time, he got up and he prayed, and he said, Lord, forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who trash basket against us. And he had it right. He had it right. It's trash basket. I want to say this evening, it's a fire. There's a bigger fool than the one who tells everything he knows, and that's one who will sit and listen to it. The bigger fool than the one that tells everything is the one who'll sit and listen to it all day long. You say, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I've done that to preachers. I've been off to preachers. Preachers say, what do you think about this? And I say, I don't think nothing about it. Okay, and I feel guilty because I know they're trying to pull me into a gossip. A lot of times that's all they do at camp meetings, sit around and gossip 2 or 3 hours after the service and who don't like this and who's against him and what they're doing and what they ain't doing and who don't like this person. I think we ought to have church shout to victory, go home, go to sleep, and get up and come the next day and keep a big mouth shut about each other and let God work on each other for their sin. I want to talk about the source of this sin. The source of gossip. If you're in business, if you're in church, if you're any kind of leader, the source of gossip, 9 times out of 10, is jealousy. People are jealous most of the time. Preachers, athletes, employees, choir members, Christian. I heard about one woman who traded her vacuum cleaner in for a cell phone because she could pick up a whole lot more dirt like that. That's right. Amen. I like what old Benjamin Franklin said. He said, I will speak evil of no man, not even if it's true, but rather excuse the faults I hear and upon occasion speak all the good I know about that person. That's hard to do because when you're with somebody and they start talking about somebody else, the temptation is join in with them. Yeah, that's right. And they'll like me. But don't ever forget this. Don't ever forget what I'm getting ready to tell you. When you're sitting around gossiping with people, if they'll gossip with you, they'll gossip about you. Don't forget that. Remember, next time you're sitting around, well, I'll tell you one thing, and you know what? And I know sometimes you start innocent. You start innocent. Here's a conversation between you ladies, and I have nobody in mind when I say this. They'll say, now who is that one woman that's been coming with that one little kid or that little boy? Or that? And you say, I don't know. I think her name's so-and-so. Well, she sure wears some nice clothes. Now, you were okay so far. Yes, she is. I don't really know where she is. I think she works over at Southern Divorces. Or somewhere like that. And what's her husband's name? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. That little brat of hers, if that was mine, I'd beat him. You done crossed the line. See, you start off innocent. She's pretty. She's nice. Now, ladies, every one of you, you don't sit there and tell me you don't do that. I know you do. And that's the men. Amen. You'll sit there and say, what is her? Well, I said, well, she needs to lose some weight, I can tell you that. You cross the line right there. Bless God, you ain't one of the Kardashians. And I'm telling you, listen, you better remember when you got one finger pointing at somebody, there's three pointing back at you. Amen. I'm telling you. You know what? I believe we got right with the Lord for the youth rally, and God would bless our church if everybody in here just shut up about each other. Lord laid on my heart to preach this tonight. I'm telling you, brother, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. I want to say third tonight, the deadly effects of this sin. You can absolutely destroy a birth. I know a preacher right now, young preacher, loved God. He pastored a church in a certain state, and some of the ladies got mad at the preacher's wife for something she did or didn't do or something. And you know, I've been in 100 churches, and everywhere you go, if the preacher's wife's really involved in everything, she's trying to run it. And if she sort of sits back in the background, she don't support it. And if she dresses nice, she's vain. If she don't, she's a slob. They just pick on. And the preacher's kid's the same way. Looks like he'd tell his kid. You know why the preacher's kids are so mean? They played with the deacon's kids growing up. That's right. And buddy, I will tell you something this evening. They went on this preacher's wife, and all the ladies got on Nosebook. That's a new way to gossip now, because you're a lot braver when you get behind that computer. You'll say things when you're on that computer that you'd never say to a person's face. And they'll say, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And all your friends are like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the preacher's wife finally told him, she said, I ain't going back. This is down in Georgia. And the preacher had to resign that church and leave because the ladies in the church made his wife feel so terrible. Now, and a lot of preachers like that. Listen, I'm telling you, I know how y'all are. You're sitting there saying, oh, no, Brother Danny don't have Facebook, so he prays. But I will tell y'all something. That thing has done more damage to most churches than anything we've seen in the last 20 years. And if you don't agree with that, you're either ignorant or you're just trying to cover up for it. I know what I'm talking about. Ever when I go preach, the preacher tells me, he said, all the ladies, we got on Nosebook, everybody started, we've had people right here in this church mad at each other, fussing over this belief or that belief. And I'm telling you, they are. And I know all you do is use yours for prayer requests. I know you're perfect, neat, never sinned. But I'm telling you tonight, brother, you better watch that devil. He's smart and he can get in like that. And you ain't got no business getting on a computer talking about your brother or sister in Christ and saying things about them. Amen? That's right. It's the deadly effects of this sin. The deadly effects of this sin. Ladies and gentlemen, he who gossips with you will also gossip about you. Proverbs 26, verse 27 said, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall into it. James chapter 3 and verse 6 tells us about the gossiping tongue. It hurts the gossiper, it hurts the hearer, and it hurts the one they're talking about. Threefold. Loose lips sink big ships. You ever heard that? Loose lips sink big ships. Amen? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Years ago when we first started bus ministry, we started our bus ministry over there. We went into a trailer park, and another church across town had started a bus ministry. And it was a bus ministry, I don't know, started for spite, started for, I don't know why. It wasn't right because it never did last. It lasted long enough to knock out a lot of kids out of church. And they went ahead of us. They went ahead of us in the trailer park and said, don't let your kids go to Shining Light. Blah, 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 blah. And by the time we go in the trailer, our bus, they said, Brother Danny, everybody in that trailer park, they went, now let me tell you something. And then that church quit going. I'm going to tell you tonight, somebody is going to answer to God for little boys and girls that didn't go to church because of some gossiping Christian that couldn't keep their mouth shut. Can I just be plain with you a little bit tonight? If somebody in here is doing something that ain't right, it really ain't none of y'all business. Amen? If they're an officer, if they're holding office in this church, that's different. If it's me, or if it's an officer, if it's a Sunday school teacher, but if somebody comes in here and they're not exactly up to your style or your power of life, it ain't really none of your business. You just pray for them, live right. Maybe they'll get as holy as you are one of these days. Amen? We're all at different stages in our Christian life. Some are here, some are here, some are there. And you better, hey, before you start judging everybody else, you better remember where you was. Some of y'all 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 5 years ago. Lord, when I first got saved, I come, my hair was down to here. I wore shorts. I had a football jersey. I ain't supposed to go to church. But my pastor sent me and he loved me. And I'm going to tell you, you better be careful about judging somebody that's not up the spiritual ladder as far as you think you are. Amen. Whisper. The Bible said in Proverbs 16:28, a whisperer separateth chief friends. There's not a doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind that we're missing some people tonight that once came every Sunday. And the reason they quit is because of this. I know it for a fact. I know for a fact, people in here, their heart, soul, mind, and somebody started talking to them, and somebody started calling them. And by the way, I was saying, I got nobody in mind when I say this. If you got somebody out there, over there somewhere, talking to you about, I wouldn't go to that church. You need to quit that church. You need to quit being their friend on a fellowship basis. I ain't going to listen to somebody start to talk bad about our church. We ain't perfect, but I ain't going to let nobody talk me out of it. Why would you be best friends with somebody that hates our church? What's wrong with you? Whose side are you on? I'm telling you, buddy, I'm not best friends with somebody that hates church. I'll be nice. They talk to me, I'll talk to them. I'll go out of my way to help them. But I ain't going to get on phone fellowship and go to Gatlinburg and go to the beach and everything with people that's going to talk bad about the house of God and the people of God and the Christians that's here. You're crazy. You're crazy if you talk bad about each other in front of your kids, too. Oh, there's that man that mom and daddy said wasn't no count. That's where your kids will grow up. That's where your kids will grow up. All right, I'm going to say, and I'm through tonight, the remedy of this sin. I know some of y'all, you have your little circle of friends, and you think it's all right for y'all to go over here at McDonald's and sit and talk about everybody in the church because it's just you and y'all understand each other and you're mature and all that. But it ain't. It ain't all right. It ain't all right. It's a sin just like getting drunk's a sin. It's a sin just like committing adultery is a sin. If you gossip about your brothers and sisters in Christ, don't say nothing about the man that gets drunk. Don't say nothing about the person that lives, commits fornication. If you're yapping about this person and that person, it's in the same Bible, in the same verse a lot of times. The remedy of this sin. Here's what the Bible said. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there's no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. You know what the remedy? You know how to get a fire to go out? Quit putting wood on it. You know how to stop the gossip? Shut up. The Lord has called you to the shut-up ministry. He has. He said, study to be quiet. So He said, study to be quiet. That's a good verse, ain't it? How many of y'all have studied to be quiet lately? Now, I'm going to study today. I'm going to study to shut my mouth. Amen? That's right, buddy. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is the remedy of this sin. The remedy of this sin is, number one, take it seriously. It ain't a joke. It ain't just, we all do it. It's no big deal. It is big deal. It's just like drinking liquor. It's just like lying. It's just like stealing. It's, as a matter of fact, it could be worse in some cases. You better take it serious. Some laugh and say, oh boy, preach, don't gossip, boy, let us have it tonight. Ha ha. And then go sit at Wendy's and talk about everybody in here. I'm telling you, like a man that said, hey, preach, don't, and go get drunk. I'm telling you tonight, take it serious. Shut up. Be careful with the words you say. Keep them soft and sweet. You never know from day to day which ones you'll have to eat. Let's decide tonight, by God's grace, shut up. Said he who throws dirt loses ground. Amen. Many years ago, in the 1700s, a group of men, John Wesley's followers, they called them Methodists. Back then, brother, Methodists, I mean, they'd put a holiness to shame or a Baptist or anybody nowadays, the way them people lived back in those days. They signed a covenant. Would you sign this covenant? If we had a covenant hanging on the wall
6 articles. See if you'd sign your name to this. Number 1, we will not listen or willingly inquire after ill concerning one another. Something bad about somebody. Number 2, that if we do hear any ill of each other, we will not be forward to believe it. We ain't going to say, I knew it. No, you didn't know nothing. You just want to impress everybody how smart you want them to think you are. Number 3, that as soon as possible, we will communicate what we hear by speaking or writing to the person concerned. That means if you're going to talk about it, go right to the person that it concerns. That'll stop 99% of it right there. Number 4, until we have done this, we will not write or speak a syllable of it to any other person. Number 5, that neither we will mention it after we have done this to any other person. Number 6, that we will not make any exception to these rules unless we think ourselves absolutely obliged in conference. They said, we'll sign our names and say, we will not talk about another brother or sister in Christ unless we talk to them about it or the Lord. And if we do know something, we'll keep it quiet. I know stuff. Lord have mercy, I know stuff. Man called me the other night, told me something that he don't come to our church. He's been here. You'd die if you heard it. And I just said, man, I'll pray about it. He said, please keep this between me and you, preacher. He told me that in confidence. I had a lady tell me one time, she said, Brother Danny, can I tell you something in confidence? I said, you sure can. I don't like for people to do that because it puts you in a mind. But, you know, sometimes people ask you, can they do that? And I said, yes. And she said, I can't tell my preacher. She said, we told him one time, first thing you know, everybody in the church knew it. Preacher gospel to everybody in the church. And if somebody tells a leader something in confidence, it's supposed to be kept in confidence. My goodness, we can't even trust each other to talk to each other. What in the world? I mean, how bad off are we? And I want to say tonight, let's decide. Can every one of us decide tonight? Me, starting right here tonight, I'm going to be the first in the altar. She's coming to play. And I'm not going to say nothing about y'all or any other preacher. Man, I'm tempted to. I'm tempted to all the time. Somebody said, what about so-and-so? Man, I want to just, you want to just say something to bring them down, hurt them. That ain't right. It ain't right. It's not your job to bring somebody else down to make yourself feel better. Now, I'm going to come to the altar and pray. And you can stay there at your seat and pray. Or you can come to the altar and pray. But I want us as a church tonight, Shining Light Baptist Church, to give our tongue this on the altar tonight and shut up. Lady told the preacher one time, she said, pray for me, preacher, I can get my tongue on the altar. He said, well, we ain't got but about 40 feet of it. Just double it and let it flop on both ends. I know somebody needs that, don't you? Amen. 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 All right, let's pray tonight. You want to come meet me in the altar and pray tonight? Let's pray that sin don't mess up our church. All you that have nosebook, put it on the altar tonight. Use it for God. Use it for God. Use it for God. Got a computer? Use it for God. You say, I'm going to use it for the Lord. I'm not going to use it for the devil. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this day. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the Word of God that's sharp and powerful, quick, and any two-edged sword. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'd bless us tonight. Forgive us that we've said things we shouldn't say. Forgive us, Lord, for idle talk, gossip, tale-bearing, slander, lies, jealousy, all these sins that hinder the Spirit of the Lord. Sometimes we don't think these sins matter. We think it's just big sins that people commit that hinders the church. But Lord, it's these, sometimes these little foxes and things that we think ain't that bad is what hinders the church and the work of God. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to put our tongue on this altar tonight. Sanctify it. Help us not to say one word about anybody that we shouldn't say. God, help us, Lord. Help me. Help me. Shut up. Help me to bridle my tongue, Lord, by the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name
Help every lady. Help every teenager. Help every young person here tonight. Do what needs to be done in their life. We love you. Lord, fill this church with power. Fill it with people. Fill it with praise. Fill it with prayer. Fill it with the Holy Ghost. God, keep adding to our church daily such as should be saved. Thank you for all the new people that's been coming. Thank you for the youth rally. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. I pray, God, that you'd help us tonight. Do what needs to be done. Save souls in the days ahead. Send us a great revival. Bless us Wednesday night as we meet back. We'll thank you and praise you for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.